The case involved a list of voters who were flagged by a multi-state database as having potentially moved. The Wisconsin Elections Commission announced in 2019 that it would notify the voters by mail, but not automatically remove them from the list. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued, arguing state law required the commission to remove the names who didn't respond to the mailer. But in a 5-2 opinion today, the Supreme Court rejected that. Writing for the majority, conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn said it was the duty of local election officials to remove any names, not the state. He said any argument otherwise was, quote, plainly incorrect. Hagedorn was joined by the court's three liberals and conservative Chief Justice Patience Rogensack. Around 69,000 names remain on the list of flagged voters, down from more than 230,000 when the lawsuit was first filed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.